Hey, it's John Jay. You're about to listen to today's full show podcast. Once you're done with this and you want more John Jay and Rich, go to johnjayandrich.com and check out our whole family of podcasts. Behind the Glass with Bill and Delaney, Afterwards, How to Become a Terrible Person with Grant, and so much more. They're all at johnjayandrich.com.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet.
I just flipped the switch.
What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
John Jay and Rich. Phone number is 877-937-1047. So I do have to tell you another Peloton story. I did get a Peloton right for our anniversary, and I've been riding it every day this week before the show, like at 3 a.m. And I get a taped class. You can go live or do these tape classes, and because I'm doing it, I just do a 20-minute ride. And I think this goes for like, you guys have taken a spin class before. You ever done a spin class before? And those spin teachers are like next level, out of control, right? But in the Peloton class, I'm by myself. I'm in a room by myself. And I got this guy, I think his name's Alex. He's doing this hip-hop class. It's just him and me. But he's talking to everybody, right? And he's like, "What's up, Peloton?" Like, they have this energy level. "What's up, Peloton? Let's go. You know, you be you and don't be anybody else." And I'm like, "What the hell are you talking about? Like, what are you talking? What are you?" You know, so I do this 20-minute workout with this guy. And at the end, so it's just, you know, he's talking to 60,000 people, but it's just me by myself. And he's like, "Oh, great workout. All right, clap. Clap for yourself. Clap." And I'm by myself and I'm like, "I'm not going to clap. It's just me." And he goes, "I said clap." And I was like, did he have a camera on me, man?
Watching.
So far, they can control your knobs and stuff. So I thought maybe the dude saw me not clap, even though when I'm done, I mean, I'm tired. It's 3 a.m. So I thought, maybe he does have a computer looking at me on a monitor, because you do that on the iPhone now. And I'm looking for the orange light on my thing. And so I'm clapping all by myself on the bike, you know? And I felt so stupid afterwards. But I swear, I thought the dude, because he's like, "Clap." "I'm not going to clap." "I said clap." "Okay, man. You got it, Alex." And then they do this thing where you have to, you know how when you ride a bike in a spin class, they make you stand up and ride the bike?
Yeah.
You know, stand up. Like, I hate that part of the spin class.
Oh, I like that part because it gives your butt a break from the seat because the seat hurts.
I hate that part. I don't want to say. Delaney, you're like nodding. You hate that part too?
I just hate when they make you get out of the saddle and then they want you to go fast because I can't get my legs to go fast. Like, I would rather just sit down and go fast.
Same.
I can't stand up and go fast.
Same. So I'm like, the guy's like, get up and ride. Get up. And I'm like, you know, essentially, I'm running. And if I'm running, I don't need a bike. I want to ride a bike. I want to sit down and I want to pedal. I don't want to stand up and run. There'd be another contraption. It's called tennis shoes. And I'd be running on the sidewalk. But I feel guilty. So I sit down and I just feel that he's looking at me that I'm supposed to be standing up. So then I stand up and it's just a totally different vibe. Just sucks. I don't want to stand up. I'm going to complain to the Peloton
people. But you feel like they're watching you?
Oh, my God.
And they're going to yell at you?
I absolutely feel like they're watching
you. What about when they correct your form and they can't see you? When they're like, "Okay, quit being slumped over. Put your back up." Like, what? When they tell you where to hold on the handles, it really feels like they're in your head.
Well, I've only done 3 classes, so I can't understand them all. They talk so fast. But.
Mm-hmm. Is that every morning now? Is that part of your routine?
It's only day 3, so I don't know. I keep telling myself, is this going to work? Because I haven't really changed much. I just get up 5 minutes earlier, and so far I'm able to work it. And I only come in a few minutes late. Mm-hmm. So I just got to tighten up all the little things I was doing before. I kind of took my time in the morning, and now I'm just like doing everything a little bit faster. So anyway, so I got this little situation too. So I have this couch that I love in my house. Like, if you, I don't know much about furniture, but if you have, like, you know, let's say clothes, you know, you have small, medium, large, extra large, 2X, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if they do sofas like that, but my couch, I would call it a 2X. It's really thick and it's deep and I can lay down on it and I lay long ways. Like, I'm 6'4", you know, 250 pounds. So I fit on this couch. I've had it for like 10 years and I love this couch. And a few months ago, right when COVID hit, my wife Blake, her stepdad, like, he was sick and he was living with us for a while and he peed all over the couch, right? Mm-hmm. So we've had it cleaned several times and she says the smell won't come out. I can't smell it. But as you guys know, I've talked about it before, my smelling is very rare. I can smell Joey's food sometimes.
That's about it. Yeah.
Sometimes Kyle has some lotion or something. I'm like, what is that? True. What is that? I can smell it, right? But I can't smell Ken's pee. And then Ken like died on the couch. So there's like another, there's like a, which is so selfish. He died on our couch. Now it smells. So she smells Ken and she wants a new couch. But I love this couch. And we've done everything we can to clean it. And none of my kids can smell it, but Blake has like super smell nose, right? Mm-hmm. And so every day she's like, we need to get a new couch. We need to get a new couch. I'm so bummed. Like, I don't know where you get another 2X couch.
Can't you put the couch in your garage and just go sit out there and that could be your
space? Then I got nowhere to park a car.
So does she remember where she got it? Like, maybe there's a small chance they still have that one, but
I know where she got it. I remember where she got it, but I can't remember the name of it. I mean, I always get it. It's like Cracker Barrel, but not Cracker Barrel.
Crate and Barrel?
Crate and Barrel.
Oh.
Crate and Barrel. Yeah.
Rich is so good at decoding.
But it's like, I feel like if we go, like, it's just so perfect now. It's like a pair of jeans.
Yeah, it's just worn broken in.
So it's got a little, you know, old man pee in the cushions.
But you guys cleaned it.
Yeah, if you got a new one, it wouldn't feel the same, and it'd probably be really expensive now, too.
Maybe it would feel better. Who knows?
She's just so over this couch. She never sits there. She's just on the chair far away. Little
maybe it's time to get that apartment you've been talking about for years and have nothing in there but your couch and a little TV.
That couch.
You're like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go take a nap on my pee couch.
And then I think sometimes I go, well, these basketball players, you know, they're like 7 feet tall. Where do they get their couch? There must be like a 2X couch place somewhere. Oh,
probably custom. They probably have to.
You can get a custom couch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you do that?
They're expensive.
Oh, I don't want
to. You can
get them. You pay for it.
You can find a big couch.
Well, anyway, Ken, may he rest in peace. Suzette, last night you were supposed to watch Sinister with your husband, Mr. Baby.
Mm-hmm.
That was a deal. You were going to sit down and watch the scariest movie of all time. There's no question. It was voted, and they put up heart monitors to people, and they had them watch all these movies, and the scariest movie of all time is Sinister. How did it go last night?
I tried to avoid it as much as possible because he's trying to do this Halloween tradition now where we watch a scary movie every single day in October. And it's fine because I get to pick 15 days and then he picks, you know, the rest of the days. And I pick like Hocus Pocus, like Edward Scissorhands, like those kind of movies, which are fun and traditional. They're just classics. But he picks like Insidious and Conjuring. And then he saw the article yesterday about Sinister being the scariest movie. And he's like, this is the one we're watching today. And I'm like, you're so annoying. Fine. But I actually try to like stay busy as much as possible. So he put on the movie when it was already too late for me. And I was falling asleep as soon as he like pressed play. So he's like, oh, all right, you're going to fall asleep. That's messed up. That's messed up. So I think I'm in trouble. I think
so
I'm in trouble
asleep?
Today. Yeah, I fell asleep.
Did you stay up and watch it?
I was like asleep, but I could still hear it. And if I really fought to stay awake, I could probably stay awake. But I just didn't want to see the movie. I could watch any movie but that. I just don't want to see that one.
I'd be so nervous sleeping during that because then I feel like my dreams would be what I'm hearing on the movie.
There's nightmares. A lot of visual stuff, though, that you miss with your eyes closed. That will freak you out because it just doesn't look right. It looks real, and it looks terrible.
I don't know. I might have to watch it today, or else he's going to be pretty mad at me for.
So you have to double up today. Two scary movies in one day.
Did he stay up and watch it?
I don't know if he did. I think he didn't. He probably went to go play video games. He was just upset. He's not going to watch it unless I watch it. I know.
Oh, what a good husband.
Yeah.
John Jane Rich.
Use your phone like an actual phone and call us 877-937-1047. John Jane Rich.
Hey, let's talk real quick about TV. Suzette, you're all caught up with
Emily in Paris.
Yeah.
And I hate how it ended. Not because it wasn't like a good ending. It just leaves you hanging. Like you want more.
I know.
When it ended.
That's good. That's called a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
so you wait for season two.
I know, but I was ready for the next episode. As soon as that episode ended, I was like, ooh, next episode's going to be juicy. And then nothing. And then it started going on to like a different show. And I was so disappointed.
But it's a good show though, huh?
It's an amazing show. I really enjoyed it.
Did you finish it, Kyle?
No, I actually forgot about it.
So good.
I think I'm back. I think I'm still stuck on episode 4.
I really like every single character on that series, Emily in Paris. And it's funny because I think we're way ahead of the game on TV shows because now I'm starting to see all these articles about it. And then they're interviewing in magazines now people that are real social influencers that live in Paris. You know what I mean? I've seen lots of interviews like that.
It's a very modern show, and it's interesting to see like someone that's kind of a social media influencer and how they're using that and how it's helping them in their career. Mm-hmm. So it's just fun to watch.
And Cal, what are you watching now?
So I actually just started a new show called Rebecca, and I clicked on it because it said suspenseful, chilling, like romance, whatever. And I'm like, I don't know. So far, it's on Netflix. So far, I'm about a half an hour in, and it's set back in like a, I don't know, an olden times-ish. And there's this very wealthy gentleman whose wife just passed away. And everyone in the area is like, oh, he's the most eligible bachelor. He's looking for company, right? So there's all these like women who would like to spend time with him, if you will. And the characters now are this like old ratchety lady and her assistant that she calls her lady companion. And she's kind of mean to her, but she's like showing her the ropes of the town. And this girl is very cute and curious about life and just wants to see the world. And somehow she bumps into this rich guy and he kind of falls for her and starts wooing her. And now he's asked her to marry him and take her to his like huge manor that's like a castle. So far it's like a fairy tale for her, but as she tells this ratchety old lady that she's not going to work for her anymore, mm-hmm. the lady is like, any man that falls for you because of what's between your legs isn't going to stick around for a long time. You've got a lot to deal with going into that house with his wife's ghost.
I don't know
where it's going, but like so far it's like, oh, this cute little romance. Mm. But since it says it's chilling and suspenseful, I can't wait to see where it goes.
Is it new?
Yeah.
Okay, Rebecca on Netflix.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna get the horoscopes. So what do you have for us today?
This is what each horoscope sign will not do. What do you stay away from?
Call now. Get your horoscope read by Suzette, 877-937-1047. Suzette Scopes, John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Okay, Peloton. All right, we got to eat the horoscopes. Christy's the Scorpio. Hello, Christy. How are you?
Hey, y'all.
What's
it's
up?
Hump day.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. All right, Suzette, what's the vibe?
So this is what each horoscope sign will never do. What's something that you just, where do you draw the line? So for a Scorpio, Christy, it says that you don't open your heart just to anyone. The reason you have a small circle of friends is because you know that you can trust them with your entire being. Anyone else who tries to jam their way into your life will just get pushed out, and anyone in your circle that breaks your trust will also be X'd out. So the one thing you will never do is tolerate dishonesty.
Oh my gosh, that's true. Oh, I hate a liar more than anything, and I had to cut my best friend for like 15 years out of my life because she lied to me, and I was like, that's it. And I was just like, peace out.
I'm glad you said out of my life.
It was sad.
I had to cut my best friend. And then you went, out of my life.
Gangster, too. No, but I hate liars. And I do have a small circle of friends that I know I can count on. And we may not talk for like 3 months or a year, but I know that I can pick up that phone and I can call them and they'll be right there for me. And this, oh my gosh, this horoscope was so spot on. I needed it. Oh my gosh, I needed it. Thank you.
All right, Christy, have a great day. Shanae.
Yes. You know, I think me and Christy are astrological sisters in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't do liars either.
Good, yeah.
I can't do it.
That's good. I don't think, yeah, nobody should be lying out here. So, Shanae, for Geminis, it says you prefer to look at the big picture. You need to live life that is exciting, spontaneous, and interesting. Otherwise, it's just a big old pile of boring. The one thing you never see yourself doing is taking negative things to heart. Life is way too short to get hung up on criticism and negative comments that are only meant to hold you back in life. You have way too many plans to consider letting someone else's opinions control you.
That is so true, because I will leave you standing right there in that pile of mud you drumming up for yourself. I'm not doing it.
Gotta block the negativity.
Yes, I can't do it. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to let y'all sit there and waddle in that. I'm out. I can't do it. I just want to tell Kyle. Kyle was so funny this morning. She goes, you go, then what are you watching now? Oh, you know, I am watching blah, blah, blah. You know, the name that she said, Rebecca. It was so funny. She was all in her little normal voice. Oh, yeah, and now I'm watching Rebecca.
I didn't even catch that. That's great.
All right, Shanae, have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Marissa, what's your sign?
Hey.
Hi. What's your sign, Marissa?
Aquarius.
Oh, Aquarius.
All right. So for an Aquarius, Marissa, you're the type to always try something once or anything once. To you, life can't be worth living if you don't take risks and try new things. Even if you find that you hate something, you can at least say that you gave it your all and you really gave it a fair shot. So the one thing you'll never do is half-ass something you care about. It's in your character to give it your all and never quit.
Oh, my God. That is so true. I hate my job, and I work my ass off when I come to work.
Even though you don't like it, that's good. That's good that you still give it your
own. Yeah, I don't. Yes.
All right, Marissa, have a great day. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Ariel, what's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
All right, so for Sagittarius, I really like this one. It says that you don't talk just to hear yourself speak. You talk because you want to be heard. The one thing you'll never do is keep your mouth shut when it comes to voicing your opinion and values. You don't care if anyone agrees with you. You're going to say what's on your mind because it's important to you.
That's totally me, because I always make sure to voice what I think, and honesty hurts, and I don't care. So, and if you still want to be my friend after that, then you know that it's worth it, and I'm just being honest. So, mm-hmm. It makes sense.
All the Sagittarius.
I like that.
All right, I know, are exactly like that.
All right, Ariel, have a great day.
Yep.
Yesterday,
you too. Bye.
Remember yesterday we talked to Peyton. She's 10 years old.
Yeah. Yes.
She's calling back this morning.
I will be on the radio.
Hi, Peyton. Peyton?
Yeah?
How old are you?
I'm 10.
Okay, what's your sign?
My sign is a Taurus.
A Taurus. All right, so for a Taurus, it says no matter where life takes you, the one thing that helps guide you on the right path is your set of core beliefs. The one thing you'll never do is stray from or change your beliefs and values. You want to be known as the trustworthy, honest sign that people can count on, not someone who is constantly flip-flopping between one value and the next.
Yeah.
So cute. So it's a pretty...
My friends, they always trust me with their promises, and I never tell them to anybody else. Unless, if they're really silly and they don't say, I really have to, it's the biggest thing in the world, just...
That's good.
You're a good friend.
That's good.
Yeah.
That people trust you.
Really
trust good. You with their promises. Thank you, Peyton. You have a great day.
All right. You too.
All right. So we don't have time to go through ours, but the subject was...
Something you'll never do.
Oh, like simple. Virgos. Nipple clamps. Won't do it.
It's good. Won't good to draw it. The line that's
won't
sand.
Do it.
It's exactly what
just
it
won't
said.
Do it. There's something you got to see at johnjanerich.com. And Suzette showed this to me, and I was like, you got to put this on the website. So she's got this dog, Luna, a beautiful English bulldog, just beautiful, right? We talk about dogs seeing ghosts all the time. What's Luna doing in the video?
So Luna is a big fan of licking everyone's legs. I think she likes like the lotion taste or whatever. Luna is facing the couch. She's like sitting on the floor facing the couch, and it looks like she's licking someone's legs, but nobody nobody is sitting in that area.
Yeah, it's a ghost. She's licking a freaking goat. You see her licking the shins. You see her licking the kneecap. Like, she's licking a ghost legs. So you go to johnjayandrich.com and you tell us what you think. Go to johnjayandrich.com. Luna, Suzette's dog, is licking a ghost's legs. Kyle, what's something you're working on for three things we need to know?
The rules of retweeting are changing. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John, Jay, and Rich.
We won't leave you on read. We reply. Try us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know today?
The U.S. Justice Department just filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google. So they say they've had an illegal monopoly over internet search and search advertising. They say they've been locking out the competition in internet search by obtaining like exclusive business deals. So when Google's preloaded on your phone or laptop already. Of course, Google says everyone knows there's other choices out there and they're free to use them if they can. So we'll see what happens with that.
if they can.
Twitter is temporarily changing how you retweet ahead of the presidential election. So that is November 3rd. And until then, they say they've created a little bit of friction for you to retweet in hopes that this makes you think about what you're retweeting. So now when you click the retweet icon, it doesn't just go retweet. Now it prompts you to say something about what you are going to retweet, right?
If it's involving the election?
No,
because I just retweeted something and it was fine.
They said anything. Oh. So maybe it is just stuff with the election. But they said creating this extra step maybe will make people think. Now, you don't have to say something about whatever you retweet, but it's an extra step, apparently. This is good news, sort of. So, California has given Disneyland the okay to reopen at only 25%. For Disneyland, the park president is super bummed about this, saying it's going to force more people out of work. They wanted a bigger percentage to be able to open up. For the rest of us, could you imagine experiencing Disneyland at only 25% capacity?
If you're one of the people that gets to get in there,
yeah.
How do they let you be one of the 25%? Is it first come, first serve?
I'm not sure. I know they are doing reservations, so probably first come, first serve. And they probably give the first come,
first
opportunity to those who are like, you know, annual pass members or something like that.
Yeah. I heard that they might not even open all the way until next summer.
Oh,
probably because
that's tough for them as a business. But yeah, like, you know, as a park goer, it could be an incredible experience for you. And that's three things you need to know.
John, Jay, and Rich.
I just posted on my Instagram stories a picture of John Jay Stacks. In case you don't know what John Jay Stacks, it's stuff that I want to get to on the show, but I don't have room for it. So now we've just literally created John Jay Stacks. And right after that is Rich's Life Hacks.
It's John Jay Stacks and then Rich's Life Hacks.
So it's just information that doesn't fit anywhere. For example, did you know Friends is the most popular show that people in other countries watch to help themselves learn English?
Oh.
The Simpsons is number two. When I was a young boy and only spoke Spanish, for me, it was Sesame Street.
Oh, okay.
How do you deal with bad breath underneath your mask?
Gum.
A mint.
God forbid we brush our teeth, right? According to your survey.
You brush your teeth in the morning.
But you're not going to do it again. 40% of people have started popping mints to deal with their bad breath. 38% chew gum. 22% eat hard candies. Christmas tree shopping is going to look a little different this year.
How so?
Well, we're in the middle of the pandemic, so you can't really just go out and hang around people and go Christmas tree shopping. So Lowe's has offered this service, which is pretty cool. Starting next week, you can order a tree from Lowe's, and they'll deliver it for free.
Oh, I like that.
That's pretty sick, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This may be the first year I get a real tree then, because I always think about like getting the tree home. And I feel like that's a difficult task.
Well, if you order from Lowe's, they'll bring it to you.
That's fun.
This is something that's always bothered me when you go to like a fancy restaurant and the lights are dim. I like to see my food.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole romantic restaurant thing where the lights are too dark, I can't see my food. Well, now research says dim lighting actually makes food taste worse. So according to a new study, researchers say it's because the food is multi-sensory experience. So it helps you enjoy your food if you can see it.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, this is my WTF story of the day. A guy in England is going to jail for 3 years after he had sex with his own pet chickens while his wife filmed him.
Ew. I saw that trending online yesterday. That's so disturbing.
Like, how do you get to the point with your significant other? Like, I just let my wife know I have a foot fetish. Like, how do you get to the point where you're like, disgusting. You see that chicken? Hey, hon.
That poor chicken. Oof.
But to get to the point where you're open with your wife and you just, I mean, that's so, I mean, it's so, and then again, film it. Isn't that funny? And then how did it, who'd the chicken tell?
Like how did it get out?
How did it get out? A dominatrix took a guy on a leash into a fancy grocery store in Los Angeles Saturday. They're both wearing masks. She had a standard medical face mask. He was wearing a dog mask with a chain attached. She bought an overpriced smoothie, then took the guy onto the patio and fed him out of a dog bowl while she whipped him in front of people in L.A. At that point, the security guard said, all right, you got to get out of here. A new study came out. In fact, you talked about it the other day, Kyle, about how it's safe to fly. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the study was funded by the airlines. And other companies now are saying that it has flawed data, which, of course, every time there's a study, you get the other.
I know.
Did you know that your weight can fluctuate as much as 5 to 6 pounds a day? So studies show we tend to be our lowest weight on Friday mornings, our heaviest Sunday nights.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you want your most accurate weight, you should weigh yourself on Wednesday, like today.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle. But I knew it all, because on Fridays, you've been working your ass off, waiting for the weekend.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever see the movie The Witches of Eastwick?
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon is coming out now saying Cher stole her part by sleeping with a producer.
Oh.
Dang.
But, like, why now?
I know.
Okay, Susan.
Jamie Foxx is going to play a vampire killer who masquerades as a pool cleaner in a movie called Day Shift. Okay, the 50 best movie and TV plots ever. Lost. Season 3 finale, the flash forward reveal.
Hey. Well, yeah, but like they could have ended it right there. The whole season, the whole series could have ended, and they kept going, and then it got terrible. Mm.
Psycho, the movie Psycho, where you find out Mrs. Bates is actually Norman. Never saw it.
Never saw it.
Chinatown. You ever seen Chinatown?
No. Hmm.
I've never seen Chinatown, but it won all these Academy Awards. But because I was in film school, and I remember we had to watch a scene, and it's a scene where the woman's being slapped, and it's Catherine is Evelyn's sister and her daughter. Oh, she's my daughter. She's my mother. I'm her daughter. I'm her mother. I guess that's a real. I guess there's like incest or something.
Kind of like Fight Club,
something like that. Parasite. I never saw it, but remember it won all the Academy Awards?
Mm-hmm. I saw it. That was a good movie.
The big twist is that the Kim family starts in one basement and ends up in another basement?
Yes.
That's the big twist?
It's a trip. It's hard to explain. It's a strange movie, but it's really good.
The Good Place, apparently, is actually The Bad Place. Mm-hmm. You guys see that? Is that a TV show?
Yeah. That was their big season 3 reveal that was actually like...
They're in hell?
Well, yeah, but they're trying to reform people. It's like a new plan.
Fight Club. Tyler Durden is a figment of the narrator's imagination. That was a big twist. The Usual Suspects. You guys ever seen that?
Mm-mm. Yeah, awesome.
Oh, my God. That's
awesome.
Such a good movie.
On Netflix right now?
I don't know, but I'm not going to say what that is. The Sixth Sense.
Mm-hmm.
The plot twist there. You guys saw that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones, The Red Wedding.
Oh, yeah.
That's the big plot twist. And the number one plot twist of any TV show and movie of all time. Any guesses? Any guesses?
It's not Star Wars, is it?
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
What? I was like a little kid. I walked out of that movie theater. I went to told my mom pick me up at the movies. I'm like, guess what? My mom was like, what?
I agree with that being number one.
By the way, you know what today is? So today is October 21st. But do you know what's special about today?
It's Back to the Future Day.
Back to the Future Day.
Oh.
You were standing on your toilet and you were hanging a clock and you fell and you hit your head on the sink. And that's when you came up with the idea for the flux capacitor.
I gave you explicit instructions not to come here.
Hey, Biff. Hey, guys. How are you doing?
You got my homework finished, McFly?
I've never seen purple underwear before.
I'll be the most powerful man in Hill Valley. And I'm going to clean up this town.
Good. You're going to start by sweeping the floor.
Mr. Strickland, do you remember you gave me detention last week?
Last week, the school burnt down 6 years ago.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Where are we? When are we?
Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
It was 2015, but still, Wednesday, October. And so people are celebrating it today. I don't know how you celebrate it.
Maybe celebrate? Watch the movie?
I don't know.
Still holds up.
Ben Stiller auditioned to play Marty McFly in Back to the Future. Can't imagine him being
out. That'd be weird.
Isn't that funny, though? Because in the movie, 2015 was like so far in the future.
So
and now
far.
It's 5 years ago.
So crazy. Rich, what's a life hack today?
All the stuff that we do impulsively, why you should wait, and how it can change your life.
All right, so Rich's life hack coming up next. John Jay and Rich.
Even when the show is over, we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John Jay and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or on iTunes.
What you got for life hacks, Rich?
Well, they said stuff that we do kind of impulsively. If you just wait a little bit longer, they tell you how long to wait. Like, let's say you want to get a tattoo, like Delaney in our show was talking about. The advice experts say is hang a picture of the exact tattoo that you want somewhere that you see every day, like your bathroom mirror or your closet. If you still love it after a whole year, then it's totally worth getting and you'll probably never get it removed. When it comes to marrying somebody, they say it takes about 2 to 4 years to completely get to know somebody. So people that wait this long have a far less chance of getting divorced. Now, this one, John Jay, is specifically for you. When you get an email or a text that infuriates you, mm-hmm. pisses you off, you want to fire back and put people in their place. Mm-hmm. The experts have said if you wait a whole hour to respond, you'll be surprised at how much more rational you become.
The problem with that is I forget the email existed.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably not a bad idea.
And then you're over it. Like, I'm not mad anymore. I'm not going to reply.
They say not like count to 10 like we used to. Remember, you said count to 10, count to 15. But the experts say wait a whole hour before you respond to something so you don't start another brush fire.
But it's like I get an email and I'll be driving. I don't know about you guys. Most times I get all my business done on the road. At a red light or whatever, so that I got to respond at the red light. Sometimes I might even pull over and respond. But if I don't, forget it. I will never go back that email. It's very rare. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of times if I see it and then I don't just respond then, I usually forget about it.
Yeah. Same. So that's the
problem. With texts or emails or whatever.
I mentally respond.
Yes.
I never really actually send the message.
Well, the experts say be patient. All these life hacks are up at johnjayandrich.com.
I want to get into some stuff I found out about The Bachelor, but I also want to get into the stuff about Shawn Mendes. You heard about Shawn Mendes. Shawn Mendes, right? What he said about Camila Cabello? Have you seen
this? He said a lot of stuff about what? That she's an artist and that kind of thing?
No, all the songs that he wrote. Okay, so he says that every song he's ever written was about his girlfriend, Camila Cabello. It comes out in his documentary, right? And I have the audio of him saying it. The problem I have with this audio from the documentary is the music they put behind it. It sounds so creepy. It's creepy music. What he's saying is beautiful. Every song, like they're in, I guess in the documentary, they're driving together. So they're driving together, and then his song comes on the radio. He's like, you know, every song I've ever written is about you. And then the music makes it, now those words with this music sounds like he's psycho. Listen.
My song comes on the radio or something, and I'm like, everything is about you. It's always, they've always been about you. She goes, what do you mean? I'm like they're all about you. Like every song I've ever wrote.
Like he's holding a bloody knife.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even says you a million times.
Like, hey, Netflix, how about a cute music bed, a romantic music bed?
Right.
Like, it's like literally this piano is like, I'm Shawn Mendes, serial killer.
My song comes on the radio or something, and I'm like, everything is about you. It's always, they've always been about you. She goes, what do you?
It's like she's like tied to a bed, and he's killed her whole family.
Oh my God.
Every song is about you. Everything's about you. Every song that comes on the radio is about you.
Totally
stop it, Sean. Stop it. I won't bring up. I love you. I love you. Everything's about you, Camila. Listen.
My song comes on the radio or something, and I'm like, everything is about you. It's always, they've always been about you. She goes, what do you mean? I'm like they're all about you. Like every song I've ever wrote.
Yeah. And then stab.
Questionable choice.
That's how I hear it.
Oh my goodness.
It does sound creepy.
Thank you.
That's alarming.
You take it that far, though, John Jay.
You can take anything sweet and put that music behind it, and it's going to sound sinister.
If we ever talk to him again, I want to be like, dude. Whoever, I hope that music's not throughout the documentary. Anyway, I think it comes out pretty soon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It'll come out.
December? Oh, no, November 20-something.
November. It premieres in November. Anyway, I wanted to. I found some information about The Bachelor that I want to run by you guys, so I'll get to that next. John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
Let's go, Peloton.
Oh my gosh,
all right, Wonder Woman's on the line. She's got a dirty little secret. We always have room for your dirty little secrets at 877-937-1047. Hello, Wonder Woman. What's your secret?
Hi there. So my dirty little secret is that I pooed the bed the night before my colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So,
were you in bed with somebody else at the time?
Unfortunately, my husband.
You blamed. Wait, what?
My husband was in bed with me. I had to wake him up and tell him my poop was in bed, and we had to change the sheets.
Oh. Poor thing.
And then I was scared I was going to do it again. For starters, they had me start the prep like way too late in the day because I had only gone to the bathroom once before I went to bed. And so then I was scared I was going to do it again, and we had already changed and used our spare sheets. So my husband had his cancer, actually, and he had some old Depends from after his cancer surgery.
You said Depends?
Depends.
Oh, like the adult diaper.
So I put on his old Depends, but men have, like, in men's Depends, the front is where all of the padding is. And so I ended up having to turn the Depends around. The Depends as well.
Oh, no. Poor thing.
So were you sleeping naked the first time?
No, I had clothes on, so I had to wash those all out too. Oh, wow.
When they tell you what to expect when you prepare for a colonoscopy, they cannot tell you enough, because when it happens, it is insane.
Mm.
No, they should never tell you to start that prep at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow, that really is a dirty little secret.
Yes. It is yes. Very, very dirty. Wow. Yes.
Wow. Well, so, thank you, Wonder Woman. What a great story.
On hand when you have your colonoscopy. That's all my advice to all of you.
Good advice.
Yes.
Cornflake alert for you eating breakfast this morning.
She's supposed to do that before she calls in.
Yeah. Thank you, Wonder Woman. Thank you, Wonder Woman. Thanks for calling in. All right, I'm going to play this for you. This woman, she's an actress. So she was taking an acting class, a virtual acting class. And the teacher said to pick a scene from a favorite movie and do the scene, right? And so it was time for her to do her scene. And she decided to pick a scene from Austin Powers. And she did a scene from Dr. Evil, which is a comedy. Mm-hmm. But she did it dramatic reading, and nobody caught on. So it's so well done that you would think it's from a serious movie. But it's not. She's reading Dr. Evil's lines, and they're so ridiculous. But the way she does it.
My father would womanize. He would drink, make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy. Sort of general malaise that the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon, luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap sack and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really.
Pretty standard, really.
And like the class was like, bravo, bravo. Nobody knew.
Nobody knew.
So good.
Oh my goodness.
So this girl, this video I'm about to play for you is on our website, because this is a really freaky video. This girl is freaked out by her sister. They're sharing a room, and she wakes up and her sister's standing next to her, sleepwalking, but just staring at her. Did you see this video?
No.
Okay, it's up on our website, judge.com. She's staring at her. And she wakes up, she grabs her phone, and she's like, like, Lexi, what are you doing? And she's freaking out. It's for like a minute. And the sister is just standing over her bed with her eyes open, not doing anything.
Oh, no.
Right? And so the girl starts yelling for her mom. Then her mom comes over and wakes her up. Says, go back to bed. And then the sister in bed is like, like freaked out.
Lexi, hey, stop staring at me like that. Yo, you're starting to freak me out. Mom, stop. She's just standing here staring at me.
Lex.
So that's just an edited version, but you've got to see the full. Are you watching it?
Yeah, she looks possessed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's possessed. So scary.
It's really scary. It's worth going to the website to see johnjanerich.com. Well, I was going to tell you I had something on The Bachelor. So producers, apparently inside sources, a former producer says that they like to interview women. And I'm bringing this up to you guys, to Kyle and Suzette, because you guys are experts in this department. They like to interview women during that time of the month to increase drama. Apparently, they track women's cycles. Mm-hmm. So, if a girl's crying mid-interview about nothing, they start to cry and get emotional over tiny little things. It's helped producers because now they've got someone who's emotional, and you want emotion. So, like, menstruation can make a woman more open to suggestion. Like, if a girl's feeling butterflies for a guy, and she gets into this state where her feelings become more powerful, she's more willing to tell a guy she loves him, and the producers will go like, you know, you got go do that. Now's a good time. Go tell him you love him. Because they know that they're on their cycle.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy and dark? Not to mention they also give them wine, all the wine they can drink.
That is, like, very invasive.
Yeah,
they totally. Even know that.
For sure.
Totally. But that's why you watch these shows and you see, why is this girl doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're messing with their emotions and their cycle and their hormones.
Oh, that's too much.
It's so dark. And that's The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Well, that's The Bachelorette, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, today's What You Want on a Wednesday. We're talking to a landlord who thinks one of her tenants has a dog living in the house illegally. Now, she's come to us because she wants us to find out if it's true or not. I don't even know if we want to do this, because dogs should be allowed to live wherever they want. What You Want to Know Wednesdays next with John Jane Rich.
Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John Jane Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it's time for What You Want to Know Wednesday.
What you want?
We're going to talk to Susan. There's something going on in her life. She needs answers. So she's coming to us. That's why we call this What You Want to Know Wednesday. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
What's going on in your world? How can we help you?
Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you. I know you could help me out. I need to find out if my tenant has a dog in her apartment. I don't allow dogs in there, and I think there's a dog there.
A what?
Can you help me?
What
a
do you
dog. A dog that barks, you know, a dog.
Sure.
There might be a dog in the apartment, and I don't allow animals in my apartment that I rent.
How come? Why are you so heartless?
I'm not heartless, but they're disgusting. They're vile little creatures. They pee all over the place. They have runny noses. Their ears stink. Oh. They smell like mud all day. I don't want them in my apartment, okay? Do I need to ask you much more? Or do you need to I tell you?
No, I totally understand. I mean, but you are talking to a guy that has a dog rescue. I run a dog rescue, and so we have, I mean, just last night I went to bed. Like, I was lying. I went to my bed, and in my bed was a dog. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I let that dog, I open the door and I send him out. And then I go to brush my teeth and there's a dog. And I'm like, this is crazy. It's Taco and Lego, both two of my eight dogs. So you and I are different people, Susan. So, but you have rules. You have an apartment and no dogs are allowed. And you think that your tenant has a dog there.
Absolutely. I think so. Because one of the neighbors said that she heard a dog barking. I asked her to see if there's poop around the house. She said she did see dog poop downstairs.
Okay.
It could be. I mean, if it's an apartment, there's a lot of them, right?
Well, I don't allow any dogs in there, all right?
But could it have just been someone visiting or a TV show?
I'm angry, and I have to calm down. I think you guys can help me out and find out if there's a dog there. See, I would go there myself, but I'm staying with my husband right now up in Vancouver, Canada, and I can't get down there,
okay.
All right?
Okay. So let me ask you this. Do you even have, like, a pet deposit? There's no dogs, even if they do.
No dogs. Why do I have to keep saying
okay.
You haven't asked the tenant, right? Like, it's not like they're, you think they're lying to you?
I asked the tenant. She says she doesn't have a dog.
Okay.
But I don't know for fact, and I need to know because I'm going to evict her if she does have a dog, and I'm going to call the authorities to make sure she gets out of the place. I don't need this, okay? Because other people will start doing it. Somebody will have a parrot. Then somebody will have a cat that will be peeing all over the place. Please, I have rules, okay? Let me calm down. You know, because I've had this happen to me before.
Okay.
So I know you can help.
We're talking about an apartment complex, so not a house. An apartment?
Yes, there's quite a few apartments in this building.
All right, and what's your tenant's name?
My tenant's name? You want her name? Her name is Nora.
Nora. All right, so we're going to call Nora. And it's something like we normally wouldn't like throw somebody under the bus mm-hmm. in this way. I kind of have like a little bit of a pain about it. Yeah. But
I get that.
Mm-hmm. But you said you'd help, you know? You have like, you know, what can I do for you Wednesday? And I want help.
Yeah.
Is that what we call it?
Okay. Well, all right, Susan. So we'll get Nora on the line. We're going to figure out if she's got a dog or not. Hopefully she listens to our show and she'll be truthful with us. So the way we do it is you will get her on the phone. You stay quiet. Can you stay quiet while we talk to her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be good.
All right. So hold on the line. It's What You Want to Know Wednesday. What you want. And it continues next with John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
Oh, we're in the middle of What You Want to Know Wednesday. What you want. We got Susan on the line. Susan is in Vancouver, Canada right now with her husband. Hello, Susan.
Susan.
Yes.
That's you.
Is this Susan?
Yeah.
Yes, I said hello,
Susan. Be quiet.
Yeah, you be quiet. You be quiet once we get the other person on the phone. I'm setting up the segment again now, Susan. So don't be quiet yet.
Get the damn dog out of the house.
Oh,
there's
my gosh.
No dog in there yet. Hold on. Hold on a second. Let's stay focused here, everybody. Hold on. All right. Susan, listen. You're in Vancouver with your husband, and you think that your tenant, Nora, has a dog in her apartment, correct?
Yes.
All right. So now this is where you stay quiet. Now we're going to call Nora and find out. All right?
Okay.
Now you stay quiet.
All right.
Suzette, you do this all.
No, I'm not doing this.
You got to start it off.
Well, I started off, but.
Okay. It's quiet, Susan. Quiet.
Hello?
Hi. Is Nora available?
This is Nora.
Hi, Nora. This is Suzette from the John Jane Rich Show. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Hey, so we wanted to talk to you on the radio for a second, if you give us permission.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to you guys. What's this about?
Well, you know, my wife Blake and I, we have a dog rescue called Love Pup. We rescue lots of dogs. And we heard that maybe you have a dog at your house and you're not allowed to have a dog at your house. And so we were calling you to help you out, that if you needed to find a home for your dog or rehome your dog, that we're here for you and we could take the dog in and we could help you. Do you have a dog at your house?
Oh, no, I wish. I really want a dog, but my landlord doesn't allow it, so I don't have one.
So you don't have a dog? No dog?
Yeah, no, I don't have a dog. Yeah. I want one, but no, I don't have one.
No dog?
No dog.
Oh.
Alrighty then.
Well, that's easy to solve.
Wait, no, I don't know where that sound's coming from. It's not from my apartment.
That's a dog. She lied to me. There's a dog in that house.
Oh, my God. Who is that?
There's clearly a dog barking. I hear a dog. You have a dog in your house. Yes,
I don't have a dog.
You're
going to
pay for
crazy.
That, and you need... You need to start looking for a new place, Nora. I have strict rules. I do not want a dog in the house. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. You have a cat, too? Oh, my God. She has a cat, too.
You're crazy. That's not coming from my house.
I'm talking to you on the phone, Nora. I hear them. Oh, my God. Is that a rooster? What the heck is going on? Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Maybe that's coming from your TV, okay? It's not me.
It's not you. I'm on the phone with you.
No. Galloping through the apartment.
What is going on here?
I don't know what's going on, but I follow the rules. I don't have a dog.
Oh my God, it sounds like a parrot or something. What the heck?
That's a hawk.
Let her off the hook, John Jay.
What else do you have?
Helicopter? She's fine with that, just as long as it's not living.
Okay, what's going on? This is absolutely crazy. All year we're going to animals.
No, that was me. That was me. I have a sound effect machine. She doesn't have. There was. She said she doesn't have a dog.
What do you mean you have a sound effect machine? I called you to help me, not to make an idiot out of me.
Well, no, you did that by yourself.
Are listening to me?
Wait.
What is wrong with you, John Jay? What is wrong with you? I trusted you guys.
You heard what Nora said. She doesn't have a dog.
I'm getting to the bottom of this. You know what? You guys grow up. You just made an ass out of me. I don't like it. Goodbye.
We helped you.
Make an ass.
We got it.
Hi, this is Debbie.
There's a Debbie in there now?
I don't know. It's just Debbie. It's just Debbie.
We got her the answer.
Well, there are really no Debbies in my apartment.
Nora. Well. So she hung up. So now...
You have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Now, Nora, now hear me out.
I'm definitely moving out at the end of my leash, let me tell you.
Okay, good. Now listen, just us talking, because now she's mad at me, right? She's mad at me. I think you're off the hook. But do you have a dog there?
Yeah, I do.
Nora! I did the same thing.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah, I did that
actually,
too.
When I lived close to you in your neighborhood, John, it was Diva, and she's 2 pounds, so I feel like she didn't count.
I had a puppy, too, but you could have a dog there. I just wasn't paying for the dog fee. Mm. Yeah. It was only like 3 months, and then I moved out.
Oh. Yeah. Mine was for like years.
Worked out okay. Except here's the thing. You can blame it on me now because she thinks she was all... I didn't know what to do.
Well, yeah. Nora, how much longer do you have? So your lease is up.
I have like 6 more months.
Well, you have time to look. Now you have, you know, you take the next 6 months, find a place, and then if something happens before then...
Yeah, landlord's in Canada. You're fine.
Yeah, I'm going to have to probably, like, move my dog out just in case she does, like, a random instruction. But she's crazy, okay?
What was that?
A lion?
That wasn't mine. Was that you? Mm. Oh, okay. What she really has hidden inside the house.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan's in your house? No Chaka Khan's in the house.
No Chaka Khan's in my apartment.
Oh, man, Nora. All right, Nora. Thanks for being on our show. I think you're safe. You can blame me for everything, okay? All right, have a great day.
Thank you.
That's What You Want to Know Wednesday. John Jay and Rich.
Use your phone the way it was originally designed to be used. Talking to other humans. Call us 877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
Hey, real quick. We got a lot of puppies, a lot of dogs. I need fosters through the Love Pup Foster Program. So if you're interested in being a Love Pup Foster, go to our Instagram, Love Pup Foundation, and shoot us a DM. We provide the food. We provide a lot of stuff for you. So go be Love Pup Foster, Love Pup Foundation on Instagram. We got some dirty little secrets right now. Let's go to Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel, what's your dirty little secret?
Hi, guys. It's Miss Marvel here. And I just want to share with you guys that my dirty little secret is a couple years ago, I got screwed over financially, mentally, physically, emotionally by my ex. And so I was left with nothing, single mom trying to provide for my kid. And I resorted to sugar babies or a sugar daddy website. And basically gave an hour of my time for $1,000.
That's not bad. $1,000 for an hour?
Yeah, for an hour. I had to do what I had to do. You know what I'm saying?
So you go to the website, you sign up, and that's how it happened? Like you met a guy, you meet somewhere, do you go to his house, you go to a hotel?
So I was safe about it because it was the one and only time I did it. Because, like, I did it and I was like, oh, my God, never again. It's not for me. I don't judge, but it's just not for me. But, yeah, I met him one time for, like, coffee or, like, we had wine. And everybody was staring at me because I'm like super young, and this guy was like 78 or something. And anyway, so then we meet the second time, and that's when the deed was done and the money was made.
So you did it with a 78-year-old?
Yeah, and he made me finish. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my.
Wow.
Oh my.
And he gave you $1,000? How old were you? If he was 78, how old were you?
At that time, I would have been 24.
Good for him. I mean, 78.
Hell yeah, that's what I thought.
When you take the money, do you give him a compliment on the way out? You're like, this is never happening again, but good job, sir. Do you give him a compliment on the way out?
No, I was a little just like so tired, and the horrible thing was I ended up getting in a car accident on the way home.
Oh, no.
And my ex took me off of our car insurance that we were on together 2 days before, so I lost my paid off. God, I'm so sorry.
Don't cuss, but let me ask you something. So if you get $1,000 from that 78-year-old man and you get in a car accident and you got to pay $5,000, how come you didn't call him again or try to see him again?
Because he basically was like, kind of like wiped his hands off and was like, all right, I got what I wanted. Don't want to hear from you again.
But how about him, 78, rocked your world so hard you got into a car accident? I mean, if I was...
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. All right, Captain Marvel. That is a great story. Rich, can you get off sugarbaby.com? Get off the website and focus on the...
Sorry, I'm trying to find a good user.
Can you focus on running the board?
All I am the link, don't worry.
All right, please,
Oh my goodness.
Ricky Barron. Look out for Ricky Barron. You were trying to find Rich.
Rich.
Ricky Barron's your man.
I have tens of dollars to spend.
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
All right, well, we got another one. We got to hold up with that. We'll hold up with the next dirty secret, okay? Because we're gonna get into bet payoffs. See if Aquaman can call us later. All right, because Suzette had this bet payoff with Mr. Baby yesterday, where he lost the bet and she colored in a giant eyebrow.
Unibrow.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. One giant unibrow. So we wanted to hear about your crazy bet payoff. How crazy was it? How embarrassing was it? 877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right. Oh, wait, sweet. Are we doing bet payoffs or are we doing... We got all these confessions with these dirty little secrets. Oh, my God. How do we not take the first one? All right, hold on. Oh, my God. There's all these dirty little secrets, you guys.
Right. Can we go through them all?
All right, okay, hold on. Let's go to Ray, who has a bet payoff, and then let's jump to dirty little secrets, okay? Ray, tell us about your bet payoff.
Hey, John Jay, I was the one that DM'd you about the bet payoff from the Fantasy Football League.
Oh, with the pictures, the two pictures? You got these pictures are crazy. All right, go ahead. What are they? Tell me.
So it's a 10-man league, basically, and we have like a payoff at the end. The guy, the biggest loser, the guy with the worst record, has to get their belly button pierced. It's 10 guys.
Guy looks like me.
And the same guy lost 2 years in a row, and he had to get one nipple pierced this year. So.
Oh, my gosh. Poor guy.
That's brutal. The pictures.
That's brutal.
We got the pictures up at JohnTainRich.com.
So we're thinking, like, when we're, like, 50 years old, we're all going to have, like, scars on our belly buttons and taking pictures all together. Like, what did we do, you know?
Yeah. Those are great pictures. Thanks for sharing with us, man. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, man. No problem, man. Thanks.
All right. Let's go to Tiffany real quick. Tiffany, what's your bet payoff?
Yeah, so a group of my friends get together and we do a kind of a football thing called the Grid of Death. And it's where we pick mini helmets out of a bucket, and whichever team you pick, that's your team for the week. And if you lose, you have to pick a punishment from the grid. And they range from eating a bunch of garlic to dressing up like Blue Man, and it's pretty fun.
So dress up like Blue Man group if you lose, right? So what are some of the bets you've had to pay off?
I've had to dress up like Blue Man. I have most recently dressed up like Jigsaw and had to ride around on a tricycle and deliver drinks. We have a Lego fire walk that you have to do barefoot, blindfolded.
Ouch.
And you have to do at the end of every quarter or if people are thirsty. So it was very thirsty that day.
So we have pictures of all this stuff on our website at johnjayandrich.com.
That's pretty cool that you pay off your bets, though. You've got to admire that.
Yeah, it's bigger punishment if you don't pay him off. So,
Tiffany, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, let's go to Supergirl real quick. She's got a dirty little secret. Hello, Supergirl.
Hi, my dirty little secret is that my gynecologist turned out to be my sugar daddy after some time.
Whoa.
Ooh, how did that progress?
It was weird. I was struggling through some financial stuff, and we would always talk during the appointment while he was down there. And I happened to mention that I was struggling, and he was like, well, I could let you borrow some money. And, you know, hint, hint, wink, wink. And one thing led to another, and it was in Mexico, of course. Everything's a little bit more freely, I guess you could say. So, yeah, he would pay me, and I would go and chat and sometimes, you know, do punch the monkey, and that's how it happened.
Wow. Did it happen in the office?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes?
Really?
Oh. Yes.
So
yes.
He's like, wait, he's giving you an exam, and you're telling him how money is tight. And,
yes.
And then he's like, I could help you. That's not the only
yeah.
thing that's tight.
John Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I'm just trying to think what he said.
No.
Or he goes, I can help you. Tickle, tickle, tickle.
He was married and had cameras all over his office. So we'd had to go to like a blind spot. And then do it there.
Oh,
can you think of anything less sexy than those stirrups in a gynecologist's office?
Yeah.
No.
You can.
Of course you can, John Jay.
So how long?
It was weird at the beginning. I mean, your gynecologist, the guy that sees everything and still wants to do it with you? That's a little bit weird.
It's an honor.
Well, step back for a second. It's a huge compliment.
Yeah.
Think about it. He's seen thousands of those things, and he's going, hey, Supergirl. Wow.
Yes.
Well, now, is it over, or are you still seeing him?
Oh, no. It was over right after I got pregnant with my first kid. Got married, and within a week, I got married of knowing the guy. And we had our first son, like 9 months later, we got pregnant. And, of course, I had a second kid, and I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen again.
But you were still seeing him as your gyno?
Yes, for my first pregnancy.
That's a trip,
like,
man.
Did he deliver your baby?
He did not deliver, but he did the ultrasound, like the test and everything.
And the baby's is your husband's, it's not his?
It's my husband's.
Okay. All right, Supergirl, that is an amazing story.
Wow.
That is an amazing story. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Wow. It actually gives me a knot in my stomach.
I know. Yeah.
I'm going to be thinking about that all day.
That's beautiful. Okay, that's Supergirl. Now let's go to Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, welcome. Tell us your dirty little secret.
Yeah, so my dirty little secret is that when I was in high school, there was a girl that was being really, really mean to me. She, like, made my junior year completely miserable. So I got back to her, or I got back at her by taking her mugshot out of the yearbook picture because I was on the yearbook staff. And so I put her under the not pictured list.
Subtle, but big.
And how did she take it? How did she take it?
Oh, she was so mad. She went to the yearbook teacher and was like screaming. And we were all like his favorite students. So he was like, yeah, it was probably an accident. She's like, no, he did it on purpose. She did it on purpose. And I got out of it. But it's still like the most vindictive thing I've ever done in my life.
And you did it on purpose because she was mean to you. You did it on purpose, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. It's exactly what we needed after the gyno story.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Wonder Woman. Okay, real quick, we'll go to the Wasp. The Wasp, what is your dirty little secret?
My dirty little secret is every time I creep on my husband's phone, I go on his Instagram and unfollow all of the hot models he's following.
Oh, that's funny.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Wasp.
You got it.
All right. We'll talk to Aquaman next, okay? Keep I know Aquaman, he stayed on for the longest time. I'm sorry. The gyno one got me. Aquaman next. He's got a story, too. He's been holding forever. I promise, Aquaman. We'll get to you next. John Jay and Rich.
Blow us up on text. We don't care. Text JJR and your message to 96893.
All right. Aquaman's been holding forever. I'm so sorry, Aquaman. You have a secret. We'd like to hear it. Thank you.
Hey guys, so my dirty little secret is my best friend has one brother. They are both engaged, not to each other, obviously. And when my best friend's fiance was out of town, me, her brother, and her were at her house. I spent the night, and her brother and I kind of hooked up. And we have been continuing to do so ever since. So it's been about 6 months of that. And he is leaving his fiance for...
Whoa. That's phenomenal. So eventually, though, your best friend, his sister, eventually will be probably very happy, don't you think?
That's the hope. Her brother's fiance also runs in our friend group, and we all go get coffee every morning before going to work. So it's really awkward seeing her and just trying to act like nothing is going on.
When is the wedding? Is it coming up pretty soon?
December 16th.
Oh, that's soon.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
all the plans are done at this point, I bet.
You're pretty sure that the wedding's not going to happen?
I'm fairly confident. He keeps bringing it up. He keeps talking to me about it, and I just kind of keep trying to give him an out. Like, are you sure? Because this is your future. And yes, what we did was messed up, but I also don't want you to mess up the rest of your future for it. And he does say that he wants to talk to me sometime this week, so I don't know. But maybe.
So, is he out or no?
Not that I know of. I honestly didn't even know until that night. He just kind of, when she went to bed, came into my room. We were sitting and talking, and then suddenly clothes were off, and we weren't talking.
Ooh, how fun.
Whoa.
Hey, would you say when he was, when you guys were full around, did he know? Did he have experience, or did he not know?
Had no clue, and I had full control of the reins.
Ooh, how, look at you, Aquaman. You should be Iron Man.
Oh my God.
All right, well, that's a good dirty little secret. You got to keep us posted, bro.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, we need a continuation of this secret. We got to hear it definitely before December 16th. Or actually, you're speaking this week to him, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I should probably just call in right as soon as we're done.
Yeah. Remember Aquaman. Yes. Nobody else gets the name Aquaman except for him. Okay, Delaney, please, because we need to know. All right. Thanks, Aquaman.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Damn, it was juicy. All right. So we're going to play Pop 10. It's as much pop culture as you can think of in only 10 seconds. John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
All right. We're going to play Pop 10. Suzette's the host. Samantha's our contestant. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How do you play, Suzette?
All right, so this is pop culture in 10 seconds. I will give you a pop culture category. You have 10 seconds to name as many things as you can. You can get a lot of points just in one round, okay? Now, just a reminder, with the sounder, it's going to give you like a countdown, 3, 2, 1, and then you will get a bid with 10 seconds, and then a whistle at the end that's going to tell you when to stop. Judge Delaney will help me out and make sure that, you know, all the answers are correct. All right, we're going to start with John Jay. Samantha, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. John Jay, give me the names of all the celebrities that have announced that they were pregnant this year or had their baby in 2020.
Meghan Trainor, Nicki Minaj, Jessica Simpson, Britney Spears, Shawn Mendes.
Is Jessica Simpson one? No. Okay, I'm sorry.
She does have children.
She does have children, but she is not preggos or had a baby this year.
Gigi Hadid.
I couldn't think of him.
What if Jessica Simpson, just to defend John Jay, had a kid 7 years ago and she just announced it this year?
Boy,
could be a point there.
I didn't see an announcement, Richard. So John Jay has 2 points there. Rich, it's your turn. I think a lot of people were excited to see Kara Baskin on Dancing with the Stars this year. Mm-hmm. So... name all of the winners from Dancing with the Stars.
I know Jerry Rice won. I think Apollo Ono won. Emmett Smith from The Cowboys has won. I feel like Jake Pavelka from The Bachelor has won.
Sound right to you, Delaney? Yeah? All right. You got 4 points there, Rich?
Ooh.
Very nice. That was a tough
one. I don't think
one.
I could name any winner.
I know one was Nick Lachey's brother.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Christy Yamaguchi, because she came in here right afterwards.
Hannah Brown, did you name her?
Did she win?
I think she won season 28. And then Jordan Fisher won season 25.
Oh, that's right. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the finale when Jordan Fisher won.
All right, Kyle, your turn. We've seen a lot of breakups this year because of quarantining, the pandemic. Name celebrity couples that broke up in 2020.
Oh, no.
This is hard.
This is so hard. Well, Cardi B and Offset, they broke up, even though they got back together, but they broke up. Mm-hmm. And then who else? I don't know anyone else that broke up.
Demi Lovato and Meg.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I read that list, too. There was like 75 people that were like, what?
I know, but it's like breakups haven't been as big this year.
Kelly
Demi Lovato,
Clarkson.
That is a big one. I should have known that. Clarkson. I should have known both of those.
Dr. Dre. I don't know. Well, did Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott break up this year?
No.
It was last year?
Yeah. Oh, well, I got a point.
You got a point. You got
a point.
All right, Rich in the lead with 4 points. John Jay has 2 points. Kyle, one. Samantha, it's your turn. This one's kind of easy. Name songs with the word money in the title.
Money tree, money bag.
I did see those on the list, so you got 2 points, Samantha. Oh. More money, more problem. Better have my money. Some Other Ones Money by Cardi B. Not bad, Samantha. You got 2 points. Tied with John Jay. Rich in the lead with 4. All right, round 2. Back over to John Jay. Name musicians who have produced a TV show. Now, you get a point for the musician and the show. It can't be about them, though.
Drake, Euphoria, Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Rihanna, the Fenty Fashion Show.
That's good. Pretty good.
Yeah?
Not bad.
Yeah. What's up?
All right. 6 points. You have 50
I could have had Drake and that other one in England, too.
Yeah. Top boy.
Yeah.
50 Cent Power, Donald Glover, Atlanta. Selena Gomez, 13 Reasons Why. Some good ones. All right, John Jay, the leader with 6 points. Rich, it's your turn. Name musicians that were in horror movies.
Oh, my gosh. This is so hard. Musicians that were in horror movies. Oh, T.I. God.
What movie was T.I. in?
Oh. But he's in movies.
I would have given you Kevin Bacon. He's a musician. First person killed in...
Halloween?
No.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, Kelly Rowland was in Freddy vs. Jason.
Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
Trey Songz, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You see Kelly Rowland in her bikini pictures, pregnant?
Oh, no.
She looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton was in House of Wax. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Good movie. All right, Kyle.
Wait, Justin Bieber. Wasn't he just in Somebody Got Killed? Oh, no, that was in Zoolander.
All right, Rich, no point for you there. You stay at 4 points. Kyle, it's your turn. We had a big one drop this year. Name all the Disney movies that were turned into live action.
Okay, Mulan, that was one this year. Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin. I don't know what the other ones are.
Yes.
Snow White, Cinderella.
Cinderella. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, but Snow White, wasn't that Maleficent?
No, that's the Sleeping Beauty.
Ah,
Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Jungle Book, Lady and the Tramp.
Dumbo.
Oh, Dumbo.
Whatever, that. I feel like I got like 4.
Cinderella
there.
Was one?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have like 5 of them.
Oh, I was thinking just the big theatrical ones. There hasn't been one where it's like Cinderella.
No, it's big. It's like a big movie.
Yeah, it was like a big deal because her waist was like 22 inches or something.
Yeah, and you know
the blonde girl. I can't remember her name.
That's what I mean. It wasn't nothing like Beyonce doing Lion King. We stopped down and we talked about it forever. Mm-hmm. Mulan, we stopped down and talked about it forever.
Because Cinderella, I think, was one of the, it was like years ago.
That's what I mean. It's nothing like in the last, since these things have been coming out huge. Like, there's always been Disney movies like Cinderella. I mean, because Jerry Lewis did a Cinderella remake. But in this genre of these remakes, there hasn't been a Cinderella that's... I mean, not, I'm going to take your point away. I'm
no,
just
I think
saying.
It's. I think it's one of the first ones. I think it was pre-Jungle Book.
I don't think so.
And I think it was successful enough, they started doing other ones just like that.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Let's see what it did box office.
John in the lead. Connect those dots. Yeah. John in the lead with 6 points. Samantha, you have 2 points, but you can catch up with this one, okay?
Okay.
All right. So Halsey's in the news because she shaved her head again. Name as many Halsey songs as you can.
Bad at Love.
I'm so sorry, but John Jay's the winner today.
Word.
With 6 points.
Facts. No cap.
Period.
Yeah. Period. Yeah, okay. All right, Samantha, hold on. We'll set you up with a prize anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Cal, what are three things you're working on for 3 things we need to know?
If you've been a victim of love bombing, that's a big red flag. And if you don't know what love bombing is, I'll tell you everything you need to know. I'll tell you 3 things you need to know next with John Jay and Rich.
Now back to John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know today?
Experts are saying now is the time to start shopping for the holidays. A bunch of retailers are trying to obviously make up for money they lost during the pandemic, and they are starting their Black Friday deals and their holiday deals much earlier. Hotels.com, they're offering a chance to get away for the week of Thanksgiving on Friendsgiving Island. It's a private island off the coast of Florida. Apparently, this thing would normally cost about $1,400 per night, but now it's being offered to a group of 6 for $50 per person per night from November 14th through November 21st.
Let's go.
I like it. That'd be so fun. Aww. The island has a 3-bedroom house and a boat that you can use while you're on the island. Like, you're literally there on this little island by yourself.
And it's $300 a night, so but you still got to get there. How much does it cost to get to the island?
Let's not get caught up in details, John Jay. Love bombing is kind of a relatively new term. It is an explosive, rapid display of attention and affection. It's designed to knock you off your feet, but experts say it is a serious red flag because those that love bomb are actually trying to control and manipulate you. And they say most love bombers are narcissists. So if you see this in the very beginning of a relationship, you might be quick to say, yeah, we just fell in love really quickly. But be careful. This is what experts are saying. And that's 3 things you need to know.
Good stuff.
Love bomb.
Love bomb.
So you're like, oh my God, you're amazing. I love you so much. And then, I don't get it. I don't get it, Peloton. But go to Love Pup Foundation, by the way. We're looking for fosters. Love Pup Foundation.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.